Presley.
How are you?
We're doing so great. Hey, listen, you've got a new song that you just released. So I'm so glad you called. My Miracle, about your wife. It is so sweet.
Thank you very much.
And exactly what I expect from you, because you, I've been saying for years, are the most romantic man that I've ever met. Not that you're romantic to me, but I mean...
Well, thank you.
Like, seriously, your songs are amazing. So talk to us about where this came from.
Well, every now and then, though, you get an idea that's sort of serious and something that you think is important to say to somebody. And that's what this was, you know, to be able to do this. And when I presented this to my wife, it's funny. I think she was waiting on the other shoe to drop the whole time. I'm like, no, seriously, that's it. She's like, but you're going to come around and it's going to be like my curse, right? That's going to be no, it's just Miracle. You're just Miracle.
Aww.
And it's nice to do this every now and then. What's fun about it is somebody said, what does she say about it? I'm like, well, she had some notes on how it could be better.
Right. Well, you've said that she's your toughest critic.
Yeah. Honestly, she loves what I do, so it's not totally accurate to say that. But she will be honest in that sense, in a way that prepares you for Twitter. So it's good to run these things by somebody who's not just totally enamored to the point where they're not sort of rational about it.
You guys both have really dynamic careers. Not only do we see your love for your wife in your music, but you guys, you know, you have like this playful banter all the time. We hear a lot of stories about the two of you together. How do you keep that spark alive?
Sense of humor. That's like number one. Sense of humor is it. Having things you can both laugh at, like a common sense of that, is good. Honestly, I'd say that's like number one. And then just put the toilet seat down when you're done, dude. Those two things, you'd be good.
Sounds good to me.
That's it?
Yeah. All right.
Lessons from Brad. Hey, Brad, it was so super cool. A few years ago, you played with the Stones here in Philly. And then I see that you're going to be featured on their new album that's coming out. So that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's interesting when there's something that's that much a part of the bedrock, the foundation of music, and then they become friends. It's a weird feeling. It's still weird for me, but I've become friends with these guys. And then to collaborate, I'm somebody that when I become friends with someone, it's watch out, because we're going to collaborate or we're not going to be friends.
And now you've both got to tours this spring and summer. Any chance you'll cross paths again?
I hope so. I don't know. I hope so. That's a good idea. I'm going to get on that.
So one of the things that every time I hear the Rolling Stones, I always think about the story. When Brooks and Dunn opened for them in Wisconsin or something, but it was kind of like one of their comeback tours, they got pictures taken with them before the show, but they could only be done by the Stones professional photographer.
Yeah,
and
right.
When the pictures came back, everybody was the same height. Now, you know that Kix and Ronnie are really tall guys.
Oh, yeah. No, they are. They're really tall. That does not surprise me somehow. That wouldn't be the Stones doing, though. That'd be like the people around them doing.
I always think about how they must have had to stretch them.
Oh, right? Yeah. Or just shrink Kix and Ronnie, which needs to happen anyway. Somebody needs to shrink those two.
No, they're both super tall. One last thing before we let you go. We were talking about your wife, Kimberly, and I didn't realize that her sister is Ashley, who I've seen in a bunch of Hallmark movies, among other things.
Wait, that's her sister?
Stop.
Yeah.
And Kim has done some Hallmark movies. So are you seeing, you know, maybe another opportunity for her to dip her toe into there a little more, that there seems to be an opening?
Oh, boy. Yeah, no kidding. I don't know. I mean, it's tragic to watch this, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got kids that I'm just thankful at this point that I'm always the parent that's like, I don't really care what their grades are. I'm sorry, I don't.
Because you plan on paying for them to get into college?
There you go.
You know, my wife does the worrying on that, but it's kind of nice feeling to go, yeah, maybe we all ought to take a step back and realize what's really important in life here.
Yeah, I have a feeling your boys are super smart, though, because I've spent enough time with you to know that you're super smart, so.
Well, somehow they're smarter than me, I think, but that doesn't translate to good grades, which is my case as well, so.
No, I hear that. Well, Brad Paisley, it is always a pleasure. Again, congratulations on My Miracle. We love it. And we are going to be seeing you in Atlantic City on Friday, August 9th.
Well, I can't wait. Thanks a lot for talking to me, guys.
Absolutely. Brad Paisley, yay!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.